Breathing in, I see myself as a 5-year-old child. Breathing out, I smile to the 5-year-old child in me. A 5-year-old child is always vulnerable, fragile. And he or she can get hurt very easily. So you have to handle the 5-year-old child in a very gentle way. If the 5-year-old child as a flower get hurt, the wound will stay for a long time. And most of us have been 5-year-old. And the inner child in us is still alive. And the little child in us, 5-year-old, may still have wounds within. That is why in this meditation, we go home and touch the 5-year-old child in us, the 5-year-old child that may be deeply wounded, that we have neglected for a long time. The 5-year-old child in us always try to call on us to pay attention to him or to her. But because we are so busy, we have had no time to go back to him or her. That's a pity. This morning, we have an opportunity. Breathing in, I see myself as a 5-year-old child. Breathing out, I smile to the 5-year-old child in me with compassion. In, 5-year-old child, out, smiling with compassion. Now let us practice the next exercise. Breathing in, I see my father as a five-year-old child. You have not seen your father as a five-year-old child, but he had been a five-year-old child before he became a father. And as a five-year-old boy, he was also vulnerable, fragile, and he could get hurt very easily by your grandpa, by your grandma, and by other people. So if sometimes he's rough, he's difficult, that is because of that. Because that is because he had been hurt as a five-year-old child. And if you understand that, you don't get angry at him anymore. You have compassion to him because he had been a five-year-old child and he may get a lot of suffering, get hurt deeply during the time he was a five-year-old child. If you have a family album, if in that album there is a picture of your father, five-year-old, that is a good object of meditation. Look at him when he was 5 years old and breathe in and out and see the 5 year old child that is still alive in him and in you also. And when you understand that as a 5 year old child, he suffered very much, he got hurt deeply and very often, you would understand why he had behaved, sometimes he had behaved very rude. And suddenly your anger will melt and you have compassion and you feel much better. Breathing in, I see my father as a five-year-old child. Breathing out, I smile to that five-year-old boy who was my father. Let us practice together. Father, five-year-old boy. Smiling to father with compassion. breathing in, I see my mother as a five-year-old girl. Breathing out, I smile to that five-year-old girl that had been my mother. When my mother was 5 years old, she was also vulnerable, fragile, and she may get hurt, wounded very easily. And she might not have had a teacher or a friend who helped her to heal. That's why the wound, the pain continues in her. That is why sometimes she behaves not very kindly to you. You understand, because she had not been able to heal the pain in her. And if you can see your mother as a five-year-old girl, vulnerable, fragile, you understand, and you can forgive her very easily with compassion. The five-year-old girl who had been your mother, always alive in her and in you. Breathing in, I see my mother as a five-year-old girl. Breathing out, I smile to that wounded five-year-old girl who was my mother. Mother as a five-year-old girl, smiling to mother as a five-year-old girl with compassion.